Good morning, my friends. Brian King, the Mindset King here. Yesterday was World Mental Health Day. And that's something that's near and dear to my heart as somebody that has been living with anxiety, depression throughout my life, you know, as long as I can remember, having relatives with depression, relatives that have attempted suicide numerous times. So I get the intensity of this, the severity of it, and the ongoing need to remove stigma from mental health issues. Now, with that, I want to offer something to the people who endure, for lack of a better word, anxiety, depression, things like that on a daily basis. There's one thing, as you know, that I really focus a lot of my attention on developing within myself is mindset, more specifically a growth mindset. The growth mindset is one that realizes that things are flexible, things can be improved, you can learn more, you can refine yourself to the point where you have more options and more say in the direction of your life and your life experience than you did previously. Then there's the fixed mindset. The fixed mindset says things are the way they are, they will not change, it's just reality. Now, there are people in the mental health community, and in fact, the human race, if you will, that believe there are a lot of things about them that are just the way they are, that are just fixed, that are part of who they are. And there's a danger in the mental health community. The belief that I'm just a depressed person. I'm just the anxious type. And the belief that this is a fixed aspect of who you are. And it becomes part of your identity such that you no longer think of yourself as independent of your anxiety or depression. You are simply depressed. Do you see the danger in that? It becomes the equivalent of a diagnostic straitjacket that you can't escape from. And that doesn't help you. I mean, I hear the comment every day from people, well, I'm depressed. Are you? Are you depressed? Tell me more about yourself. Well, I'm also a parent. I'm also a poet. Great. You've got so many other things to you. What if we talked about these things? You're a poet. You can practice. You can improve upon your skill, your use of language. Why can't you apply that to your depression as well? That same flexibility, that you can be less attached to it, less reactive to it, so that when it shows up, it doesn't own you because you feel that it's part of who you are. Are you with me so far? Because I personally don't see any diagnoses that I've ever been given as part of who I am. I live with it. It impacts my experience of the world. I mean, I have MS, but I'm not MS. I have difficulty walking sometimes. But under those circumstances, it is critical that I maintain my integrity, my dignity, my confidence. Not always easy. There are days I struggle. But at least I know what I'm striving for. I'm striving to maintain my dignity, my integrity, instead of thinking, man, this sucks. This is awful. My life is always going to be this way. Why do I bother? It's the always and the never thinking that is part of the fixed mindset. It's always going to be this way. It's never going to get better. Nothing I can do to influence it. I've tried everything. You ever uttered that phrase? Heard somebody utter it? I've tried everything. Well, if you've tried everything, what room is there for growth? Zero. So when you make all or nothing comments like that, that's part of the fixed mindset. The mindset that says, I'm stuck where I am, I can't improve, I can't grow. Goes without saying, I hope, that is not the mindset that I teach. I teach the growth mindset. And that is one of the key reasons I'm able to navigate all the challenges that I have, is because I think in service of growth. I wholeheartedly believe that I can do something about all this. It isn't just something that I have to accept, meaning some people misunderstand acceptance as that you've come to a place where you like it. I accept that this is the case. I'm okay with it. I like it. It's just hunky-dory. That's not the acceptance I'm talking about. The acceptance I'm referring to is the one that says, this is the reality of the circumstances, the reality of my life. Depression, anxiety, Ehlers-Danlos, kids with autism, you name it. It's the reality. No blinders, looking at it the way it is. Now that I've accepted it, what am I going to do about it? That's where the growth mindset kicks in. So every day I'm looking for new solutions, new ideas, anything that opens another door I maybe haven't considered so I can keep moving forward in life because I'm always growing as best I can. And that's something that I really encourage you as someone living with a mental health challenge, whatever it is, you know, diagnosed or not, you know how you feel. I encourage you to look at it through a lens of flexibility. When you feel sad, when you feel angry, when you feel anxious, acknowledge the fact that these things come and go. Feelings come and go. Diagnoses, those can seem like they're forever. You follow me? Learn to language it in that way. I'm feeling a little depression right now. I'm feeling some anxiety. I'm feeling some chronic pain. My body hurts all the time, even with my medication. However, the degree of that pain ebbs and flows. Sometimes it's more of an ache, and on the other end, it hurts so much I need to go lay down. But if I were to say I'm always in pain and didn't allow for any gradation of that, it can seem like it's an all or nothing thing, this ever-present menace that never gets better. It's always bad. I can't afford to look at it in those terms because it denies me the freedom to choose the direction of my life. Because I convince myself that I am simply stuck in this state of pain and nothing I do can fix it, which is not true. Like feelings, the pain ebbs and flows. Sometimes less, sometimes more, but being cognizant of that change reminds me that things can change, that things get better. I'm not always depressed. Sometimes I'm just sad, bummed. I've got to recognize that continuum. Maintaining that flexible mindset allows me options that I wouldn't otherwise consider if I thought that things were static, fixed, immovable, and incapable of change. If I thought I was incapable of change, how terrifying is that? But the reality is, things ebb and flow. Problems come and go. So that you have the option to take new action, learn new things, and improve yourself. The person that's underneath these layers of diagnoses, the human being that is so complex and so full of options and potential beyond these diagnoses. That's the person to focus your energy on. That's who you are, not the stuff that's been piled on top of it. I hope this has made sense. If this has been useful for you, please make some mention in the comments so that I know it's been helpful. If you'd like a transcript of this video, put yes in the comments or shoot me off a message and I'll tell you how to get it. And if you know somebody that can benefit from this, please share with them. Until we talk again, this has been Brian. Thanks for being you.